Blog Talk Radio.
Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Bill, and today's show we're going to be talking about thorium reactors, reptilians, possible alien life forms discovered, and stalk spies. I'm sure there's something else as well, but it escapes. What are you laughing at? You put me off now. If you'd like to give us a call today, give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Let me just do a sound check, make sure we're sounding okay. We're sounding good, so please sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show.
My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu, and I'm here all by myself today. And well, Rashida's here with me, the unicorn. She's with me.
Well, you may as well be. I forgot to say in the beginning. You're going. I was going to say we're going to be doing the playing the meditation at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to say that.
All right. Okay. I won't say it. You say it.
At the midpoint of the show, which is 9 p.m. Central. UK time.
Messed it up.
3 p.m. Around 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, and
9 p.m.
in the UK. We're going to be doing. We're going to be playing one of Bill's meditations. So we do have some people in the queue that want to ask questions.
Already.
And when we do to start taking questions, the first person we're going to talk to is from 720. So you guys hold on tight. And one of the first things that I did want to talk about is something that I posted to the show page last week, and it's about Deadly Lake Natron turns animals into ghostly statues.
Cool.
Yeah. Approaching the shoreline of Lake Natron in Tanzania, that's in Africa, photographer Nick Brandt faced an eerie sight. There, lying on the earth, as still and stiff as statues, were calcified corpses of a variety of birds and bats that had met their untimely demise after crashing into the water. No one knows for certain exactly how the animals may particularly die, but it appears that the extreme reflective nature of the lake's surface confuses them, causing them to crash into the lake. And Nick Brandt writes in his new photo book, Across the Ravaged Land, the water has an extremely high soda and salt content, so high that it would strip the ink off of his Kodak film boxes within a few seconds. The soda and salt causes the creatures to calcify, perfectly preserved as they dry. Other than serving as a breeding area for the endangered lesser flamingo and as a home to certain kinds of algae and bacteria, Lake Natron is inhospitable to life. Blood red from the bacteria that lives in it, the salt is steaming hot with temperatures that can reach up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, according to The New Scientist. That's a magazine. Not an actual person. Discovering the animals washed up along the shoreline of Lake Natron, he saw that they were extraordinary. Every last tiny detail perfectly preserved down to the tip of the bat's tongue, the minute hairs on his face. The entire fish eagle was the most surprising and revelatory find. He photographed these calcified animals in 2010 and 2012, and the creatures were rock hard from the calcification. There was never any possibility of bending a wing or turning the head to make a better pose. They were like rock, he said. So they took them and placed them on branches. So when you see the pictures, which are absolutely extraordinary, it's kind of sad to know that they didn't just, you know, pass away right there in those poses. But I mean, you know, they're in poses, but they placed them on branches and rocks. They're just crazy. I mean, I'm telling you, these are incredible. And so he also says that the notion of the portraits of dead animals in the place where they once lived, placed in positions as if alive again, was just too compelling to ignore. And as he was making his decision to take the pictures, so check those out.
I wonder what would happen if he'd fallen in and then somebody else would have come along and imposed him in a position.
That would be wonderful.
Awesome.
It would be awesome. But anyway, if you look at our banner page, you'll see
the Bruce banner page.
There are some links to our pages on Facebook, Broken Earth, and also Psychic Nunu, as well as a link to just our regular old website. But then when you click on the link and then you find the article, these pictures are so extraordinary. I really should have probably put one up on the banner page to float by, but I didn't even remember to do that. So
now I have got a question through the chat room, and we will answer that in a bit because it's early on, so maybe we'll do that 1 second, all right?
But also, I want everybody to be thinking about something. If you want to talk about this in the chat room, you can. But also, if you want to call up and share your feelings, and we're also going to be basically, cornering the callers with this question.
Yeah, what we'll be asking before we answer the question, you've got to answer what's your deepest, darkest fantasy?
Not really. That's not really the question.
We're not? No,
that's not the question. That's from something that you must be doing that you keep from me. But anyway, the question is actually, have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend? Da, da, da. So
what kind of place would the world be if it was just you?
The question is, have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend?
Sorry, I was just...
You were just trying to get sassy, weren't you? Or something. Anyway, go on.
So, I'll tell you what. Shall I begin? Well, we've got some news articles. First of all, I'd like to mention an unusual experience that happened last week. I think I told you about this. But I was around at a shopping centre, little shops in a big square, like a huge square. And I've been to a shop. My dad went to put some stuff in the car, so it would have taken like 5-10 minutes to get back to where we were. Anyway, me and my mum walked off, and we were looking in shops and that, and he said he'd catch up. Anyway, we stopped to have a look in this American diner, and we were looking at the menu. And all of a sudden I stopped because I thought I heard my dad shout me. And I was turning around looking, and I was like, I'm talking to you, what are you doing? I said, I'm sure I heard dad shout at me then. So anyway, we moved on further, maybe about 10 more shops, and just sat down on a bench waiting for him to arrive. Eventually he turned up, and I said, I thought I heard you shout my name before. And he said, I thought I heard you before as well, which was strange as it is. And it wasn't until later on that I realized that my dad was also looking at the American diner menu when he thought he heard me as well. So I don't know what that's all about, but in the unexplained folder.
I'm putting it there right now.
Okay.
Filing it away. The unexplained.
A stork. Detained by Egyptian authorities on suspicion of being an undercover agent, has been found dead.
What?
Local residents discovered the bird on an island in the Nile, south of the ancient city of Aswan, on Saturday. Its death was confirmed by Mahmoud Hasib, the head of Egypt's southern protected areas. An Egyptian wildlife organization claimed on its Facebook page the bird was eaten by local villagers, but Hasib denied the bird had been consumed and said he could not confirm the cause. Last month, a man took the bird to a police station some 280 miles southeast of Cairo on Friday. This is from a couple of weeks ago. He suspected the bird was an undercover agent because it carried an electronic device. The head of security confirmed that officials examined the bird and the device. Mohammed Kamal said the device was neither an explosive nor a spying device. It is thought to have probably been a wildlife tracker. Earlier this year, a security guard filed a police report after capturing a pigeon he said carried microfilm. But there you go. The stork that was the spy. He was detained and he's died. spying on people.
I don't even know.
Children can now build their own drug dens. Yes, with the shocking new play kit inspired by TV show Breaking Bad. The sellout £160 kit branded Super Lab lets any child or adult recreate Walter White's notorious crystal meth lab. Complete with protective masks, drug paraphernalia, figurines, and a version of the car from the show, infants can even reenact scenes from the series. The toys look similar to a classic Lego set, although it is not connected to the Danish company in any way and was made by a separate firm. Outraged commentators took to Twitter to speak out against the bizarre toy. Jeff Myers tweeted, "Made for children raised by parents who should know better." Jack Gonzalez added, "Definitely not for kiddies." The drama in his fifth and final series followed chemistry teacher Walter Wise on his journey to raise money for his family's future when he is diagnosed with lung cancer. The schemer from Albuquerque, played by Brian Cranston, enlists the help of a former pupil, Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Paul. A global hit, it is hailed by critics and watched by millions around the world. But Lego Group...
It's really there.
But, yeah, Lego...
It's a Lego.
I'll post the link in the chat room. But Lego Group refused to sanction the merchandise produced by Citizen Brick because of its adult content. Beneath the sold-out items, the Citizen Brick website told customers, "Soothe yourself with the Citizen Brick Super Lab playset. Who knows what fun you'll cook up with this deluxe set? Chock full of realistic details and 3 exclusive minifigs over 500 parts." There you go. There's the idea of it. But,
oh, my gosh.
I suppose it stops kids from, you know.
From going to get their drugs from other people? I don't know. Were you going to say something different? I'm on the citizensbrick.com. And I'm looking for the actual playset. Hold on. And it's not on there right now. So either they took it off or... What did you say?
It was sold out. Sold out.
Oh, it's sold out. That is just absolutely... I mean, I guess it's funny, but it's not... You know?
Well, I've never watched Breaking Bad, but, you know, I want to buy it.
Well, I remember first watching it, and it made me really, really, really uncomfortable. And I would watch it sometimes, and I kind of got caught up with it because, you know, whenever it's almost over with, we all start, oh, my gosh, we got to watch it. But, it was not by far my favorite anything. He was really smart. That's all I can really say about it. It really wasn't anything.
Well, so now you can buy the playset and make yourself uncomfortable.
Because you don't make me uncomfortable enough.
That's right. Metal body parts from the dead are being recycled into road signs, car parts, and aircraft engines. Steel hips, plates, and screws used in legs and skulls are collected after cremation and sold on, with money raised going to charity. Even metal plates for false teeth and old fillings are recovered and reused together with metal fittings and coffins. High-value metals that survive the 1,000-degree furnace are sold for use in automobile and aeronautical industries. These include cobalt, titanium, which are found in some implants and dental work, with the former used in aircraft engines. Other less valuable metals are smelted down and sold for more general use, including roadsides, motorway barriers, and lampposts. Money made is donated to charity, and almost £1 million has been raised for good causes since the project began in 2004. Any plastic found is remolded into toothbrushes. And there you go.
I'm sorry.
That last bit isn't true.
Okay.
You were listening anyway.
I was listening. I just wanted to say something real quickly before I just let it slip. Please, I really do want to direct some traffic to the page today because you know, and we've talked about this before, about how Monsanto was nominated for the Nobel Prize of Agriculture, but an executive is actually winning they're actually winning it this year for prestigious World Food Prize for creating GMOs. And receiving it legitimizes the sort of rampant genetic modification Monsanto pioneered and helps validate the business model that basically impoverishes farmers and monopolizes our food. Also, the founder of Syngenta, the same biotech giant joining Bayer and suing Europe to keep selling bee-killing pesticides, will also win the prize. And with it, a share of $250,000 prize money. And the thing is, it's like, you know, I don't ever want to spread false information or even be a part of it, but the Koch family, the Koch brothers, the Koch family is all a part of this stuff. And I could just go on and on and on and on and on. But anyway, you know, there's more, but I don't want to like set a frustrating tone, but they don't, there you go. I don't even know what else to say. It's just like, it's insane. But, yeah. So, go on.
Wow.
There's a petition, basically. That's what I'm actually trying to verbalize, is there's a petition that people can sign. And who knows if it'll work, but I do know that a petition actually got some stuff worked out with Planned Parenthood, you know, a little while back, so, you know.
Have you petitioned?
Have I petitioned?
Is that a real word? Don't know. What have you done?
Have I filled out my information to say that I don't agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you?
No, because I've only just found out.
I can do it for you right now.
I did put my name down for petition for release of information about chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
So let's play a song, and when we come back, we'll take that call.
Okay.
And then I'll get into a couple more news articles and stuff.
Okay, we'll get some stuff going. Yeah, because we do need to have our meditation. There's also a new meditation that I want to kind of get working on that I've been doing with some of my clients that is so amazing, and people are just like really, 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 really just, it's blowing up. People are just, I mean, it's just improving by leaps and bounds, and I just think that that's awesome. I call it soul space. That's what I call it. Soul space. Got some jive to it. Some disco dancing. Okay, I'll be quiet. We'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio.
My place. Now I'm taking
you sound distant. It's because your mic has a copy of that.
And we're back. Is that better?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have got a song coming up that I've chosen. Let's see if anybody can spot it.
Yeah, because it's going to be the one that's played when the show is over.
Yeah, as always.
That's not true. I play songs that you pick all through the show.
You mean song.
Every single one of those songs that I've played today are songs that you've picked at some point in your life.
What?
Yeah.
What's the name of those, was it the conjoined twins?
Frickin' Frack?
No, those singers, something twins. What's the name of them? Something goes with C, something twins.
The Campbell twins?
No. We've played their songs before on the show.
The conjoined twins?
Something like that. I don't know what it's called.
The Cocteau twins.
All right, well, the what?
The Cocteau twins.
The Cocteau twins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what?
Thank you. No, I just wondered because I liked one of their songs.
Okay. Well, let's take the caller.
Somebody's asked if the audio is working. I hope so.
Is the audio not working, Eclipsian? Oh, are you serious?
Oh, hold on. No, since you're working, all right, I can.
Yeah, Randy Joy said it's working.
Somebody's creating fear.
Eclipsian, I trusted you.
She's gone.
She was going to refresh. Okay. All right, let's take the caller at 720.
720.
Hi, this is Nunu and Bill. How are you doing today?
Hi, Nunu and Bill. This is Michelle.
Hello.
And I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, did you hear our question? Did you about that we're going to be well, no. Actually, the question is, have you been the kind of friend that you want as a friend?
Oh yes. Actually, yeah, I have, and unfortunately, I do find that quite a few of my friends couldn't say the same thing, but I still love them, you know.
Yeah.
So I definitely have.
Good. I think that's a good question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's a really good question. Very
people,
good question.
It should, because it should make people think and look at themselves, because a lot of times when you have, and I don't want to say they're not your friends, because there are, you know, frenemies that you kind of need to get away from once you realize that, but there are people who actually are your friends and they're just not the greatest friends, you know. It's like the friendship is kind of one-sided. Whenever they need you, you are there for them, but if you ever come to meeting them, you know what I mean, you may not find them able to be there as much for you as you constantly are for them.
Fair weather friends.
Yes.
Yeah, fair weather friends. Well, if you had a simple question that you could put together, you know, just, you know, very simple, quick question, what is your question today?
My question is, I'm hoping that you could see for me, how am I going to meet the investors for the business that I want to start?
Tell me about your business.
I want to start an organic permaculture garden and also do floral essences and essential oils.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Let me see.
Okay.
Let's see. And your goal is to really, is to have your own and not just be a part of someone else's.
Yeah, I would like my own, but I don't have a problem with being a part of someone else's.
Like the thing is that as soon as, well, see, the thing is that, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, dear.
Okay.
It looks like right now, like there's already, and that's why I'm proposing it to you that way, is because as soon as I flip the cards in, the group is already present. And they even, and there's money already here. And what you're being told is that you just don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so what we, so what it looks like you, it says that you just have to sit back and start searching. And it actually looks like you're going to start corresponding with, because the man here is upside down, that, and in my readings that kind of represents written communication, corresponding with this person. And, you know, it looks like you actually toss some things out there to him, and he may not be 100% receptive to it, but it does look like there's a woman in the group that actually is, and that's where stuff begins. So
okay.
What we've got to get you to, what we've got to find is just the group. And so probably just honestly going to some natural food stores in your area, looking for community gardens, just talking to people, even talking to people that, like if you were talking with, you know, produce managers at natural food stores around you, to just find out what's there, who's, you know, who's local. And that's probably a really good way to get started. But remember, the people are here right now. It's like it's already here. And then
okay.
When you kind of get involved a little bit and know what you're doing, and like I said, there's a woman that looks like she's actually the one that's more interested in what you're talking about, which would be to start something else. And remember, it takes like, how long does it take, 14 years for a garden to be organic?
Oh.
I can't remember how, I think it takes about that long for stuff to really be considered organic, because the soil has to, I mean, it has to be grown over and over and over again. And but in
yeah.
between that, it's called transitional. I think it takes 14 years, I think.
Well,
I don't want to.
If you have the right compost, though, you know, if you're composting correctly, then you won't have that long turnaround, because it does have a lot
okay.
to do with the composting,
okay.
you know, making sure
okay.
that you make that the soil instead of the dead stuff
okay.
that they've
okay.
kind of killed
well,
off.
Well, I'm not 100% sure about that stuff. That's why I'm saying I don't want to, you know, give misinformation.
Okay.
But regardless, because see, the thing is that when I look at this in cycle form, it actually looks like it's going to take you a while to really, really, really get where it is that you're trying to be. But getting you started with just a group, and then getting you off with someone, and then, you know what I mean? In term, it looks like this is something that's definitely your empire. It just takes, it's going to take a little while to get you there.
Okay.
Okay, but in the meantime, you know, your other things, your oils and that kind of stuff, whatever that you could probably do with other people assisting you, that stuff that you could be doing, but then finally you'll have your own thing going. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you,
yeah.
it looks like this is 100% doable. It looks like it is going to happen, because even in your cycles, you have like – you have some financial cycles and just some extremely positive things going on here. So, but like I said, just the best way to get started is just to go to people that are already doing it and just see, you know, who's interested in what you're saying, and then you guys just partner up and then go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for listening, and thanks for answering our question. Okay, dear?
Sure.
Let us know how you're doing, too. Okay?
Yeah, keep
I
up the good work.
I definitely will. Thank you. Bye,
all right,
guys.
Hon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you're right to answer this question?
Yeah,
before
sure.
Move on? You're right with that? Okay, the question they have presented to me. I want to know When will this government shutdown will end so that I can go back to work?
I've been looking at that, honestly, and I keep getting different things. So I'm going to do it again now with, you know, right here. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, well, let me just throw it out here. Hold on just a moment.
Throw it out there. Scatter those bones.
Troll bones. Long pause. Okay, the game's done. Okay, this week, half and half. Okay, so this has been going on for, has this been going on for 2 weeks?
Well, it's definitely been at least a week. I think it's been about a week, is it? I don't know. I'm sure it's been at least.
Can you look it up? Because I need to know.
Could.
Okay, would you?
I would. And you say, I will you? And I say, I will. People do that at work all the time, and they say to me, could you do this? Yeah, I could. Would you do this? I would. Will you do it? Yes.
Do it right now.
Now, let's have a look here on October the 5th. October the 1st?
So it's been a week.
I was right, yeah. I was
okay.
Good. How good am I? I'm very good.
Hold on just a moment. Goodness.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so last week. Because see, here it looks like it's been 2 weeks in the spread that I'm doing. That's why I was asking that question.
Maybe just put the build up to it, you know.
But regardless, I might be about a week off. Hold on just a moment. Let me try this again. Hold on. Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. Yeah, because we were doing our weren't we doing a show? Yeah, we did
a
show.
Right. Yeah,
we were
doing
a show, and that's that's when it happened. Are you making fun of me again?
What?
Yeah, you are making fun of me again. So okay, so if I'm a week off, because it
I
looks like
what the smell is.
If
sorry,
I
shut up.
Please do. I mean, I just can't stand it anymore. It looks, I'm just kidding. It looks like it's going to be next Wednesday, but it could be, I mean, with me being a week off, it could be tomorrow or it could be the following Wednesday. So we'll see what happens. But that's when it looks like things are going to go back rolling again. So because it looks like I'm exactly 1 week off, it could be, like, let's just say between the 9th and the 23rd, it'll be back on. Ninth, like the 9th, the 16th, or the 23rd, people will be back to work.
So good luck, AMC 26. I hope you get back to work soon.
Yeah, so.
What AMC stands for?
American Movie Channel?
No. Animal Merging Cult.
The Angry Motorcycle Club?
The Artificial Microphone Chocolate.
The Animagus Magician Crew.
Maybe. The Automated Magician Crumpets.
The Artificial Mouth
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Oh, no.
You're not going to tell us. No, we're not making fun of you, of course. We're just trying to laugh.
He is making fun of you. That's what he does.
I don't make fun of people.
You make fun of me?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, you know. Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, we are going to take the caller from 857. And then at the turn of the crew, which basically means in about 14 minutes, 13 minutes, we're going to be doing the meditation. And
meditation, which lasts about, it's about 15 minutes, isn't it? So get yourself, you know, ready
get
to
get yourself situated. Get yourself
chill
ready.
Out.
Yeah. And also, the call we're going to be taking is at 857, okay? So just hold tight, and we'll be right back.
Of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Now we have everybody hyped up, ready for the meditation after that. Jump around, now relax, but jump around. Could be through the heads the whole meditation.
Oh no, it's just going to be crazy.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin.
Are you feeling very Irish today?
Oh, pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Please say that again.
I don't even know if they have a lyric.
It doesn't matter. You just, you know.
Oh, my pot of gold. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Pack it in. Let me begin. Never mind. I can't do it. But I had a fun time trying. Okay, we're going to take the caller from 857, and then we're going to do the meditation. And when we get back from our meditation, we're the next person we're going to talk to is from 718. Okay? Anyhow, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Keita. How are you, Lady New?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Miss Keita?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So, well, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Have you been the kind of friend that you want as a friend?
Yes. I'm not perfect, but for the most part, yes. I'm very conscious on the way that I treat people. I want people to treat me the way that I treat them.
Awesome. I want somebody to say no.
I mean, that would be honest. Yeah, that would be honest.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying I haven't necessarily been perfect. I mean, you know, in a lot of my relationships I tend to be flighty, but I'm an Aquarius. But I love. I don't know if that counts for anything.
No, it does. It does. I know that I have been a bad friend to people. But I think, you know, we wake up at certain points in our lives where we start to become conscious of what we do, you know? So,
right.
You know, some of us always kind of know, some of us don't, but, you know, but I've had some relationships that really put me in check. So, but yeah. Well, but, you know, you're calling. I know that there is a simple question that's on your mind, something very simple. What would you like to ask today?
So I was a temp, and I was told that my role was supposed to go till December. And for whatever reason, they decided to cut it short right under the three-month mark. And I've gotten to a place where I am tired of doing the interview thing and I just want to do my own thing and I just want to know if the startup capital or clients are somewhere in sight. I know. I know. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's like when I watch your energy, the thing is that I feel like I'm seeing fireflies just swirling around your head. And that's just kind of like there's just so many things buzzing. And even you are kind of swirling too. So it's like you're not in a fixed position just yet. But I wonder, and this is the way that I'm gonna start your answer. I wonder if you need to sit still first and then everything starts to sit still around you. Hold on, just keep that kind of that imagery, imagine yourself going around and around and around and around in circles, and then just holding on to something and say, okay, I'm just going to stop, and then just kind of see what, you know, I kind of see everything that's starting to fall in place. But hold on just a moment. Let me just kind of see when that is. That's the best way for me to answer this, is just to see if you just kind of, you know, like you said, you've been temping. If you just find something that's going to keep you just solid, when will the things that you're really trying to accomplish start presenting themselves to you? I'm going to put it that way. I don't know. I'm going to see what your cycle is, too, because I feel like you're in a place for acquiring. I think that – well, hold on just a moment. Yeah, because it's called the unexpected. So it's like you've got to sit still so the unexpected can hit you. And hold on just a moment. So, but honestly, if when I look at timing, it really kind of looks like you're going to go into your next cycle, which starts next summer, in like an agreement or a partnership. It's not being called a marriage. It's called like something that you're not necessarily committed to, but it's something that you're doing at that point. Hold on just a moment. It actually looks like it's happening in particular 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 months is November, December, January, February, March, around the end of March. So what we're going to have to do, you're going to have to probably find something else to do and then sit still with it. And do you have a business plan already?
I do.
Okay.
I have a marketing plan. Mm-hmm.
You've already got everything put out there. I think that I don't want to confuse you. And remember, I've got to keep this very simple. I got to keep it simple, or it's going to start to turn into a real reading, and we can't do that. But the thing is that I kind of feel like it must be, since you're being told to lock into something, like get another job, just sit with it. There's got to be someone that you're going to be meeting that's how you guys get lined up. It's almost like it's a star-crossed thing. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, you know, you get a job working for, you know, the ABC company, and then, you know, somebody else comes along and you're both just working, and then you start talking and you both want to do it, and then bam, 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 you start building from that. You see what I mean?
Right.
And like I said, it looks like it's around the end of March, April time when all this stuff starts coming together.
Okay.
All right. Well, so just kind of, you know, work with that. Just kind of let that float around, and let's just kind of see what happens. Okay.
Okay. So when you say sit still, though, like, am I moving forward in what it is that I want to do, kind of just doing research and gathering? Like, I don't know how to sit still without becoming idle.
When,
I don't know
when,
how to sit still.
Well, when I say sit still, what I mean is just find something, like, get it, like, you know, your contract is almost over, right?
No,
just
it's over. They canceled it.
Oh, they
so
went
I'm
on ahead and canceled
job.
It. Okay. So basically, it's time for you just to find another one and get locked into that. And when I say sit still, I don't mean that you're supposed to be just doing nothing. I'm just saying, you know, get a job and just kind of let, you know, I don't even really know how to put it into words, like I said, because this is starting to turn too much into a reading, dear. But basically, get another job. And then just allow yourself to continue to meet people like you're doing, and then you're going to run across the right person. It's like, instead of just sitting here spinning around in circles and freaking out because, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing, get a job. And then let everything just kind of unfold, you know, and meet people and just start comparing ideas and it'll start clicking into place.
Okay.
And I hope that makes sense. Yeah.
No, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay,
thank
dear.
You.
All right. Have a good day, okay? And thanks for listening.
You
Let
too.
Us
thank
know
you.
How you're doing. Okay.
I will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. I hope this meditation helps you relax and helps people feel rejuvenated. I say it's between 10 and 15 minutes long, so, you know, a little bit helps, and, enjoy.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation, and anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention, and you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable, whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down. Just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy. As we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. The next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, back and to, back in tune, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57. bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis, through your stomach, cleansing your organs, your chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles are relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing. You're breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. It's just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. You feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Draw on this energy from the sun. You can have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done. With a different attitude, and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation. Head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake. This beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. Down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10.
Thank you.
welcome back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and my name is Nunu. I hope you guys enjoyed and the relaxation, and you're feeling a little more rejuvenated, maybe a little better. There is a blog posted today by Don Barry, who is the executive vice president of Defenders of Wildlife. And this is what he's posting. I'm reading to you something that he's posted. As toxic partisan politics in Congress continue to keep the federal government shut down, a remarkable bipartisan thing happened last Monday evening in D.C. during the public hearing that the Fish and Wildlife Service held on its terrible proposal to delist gray wolves throughout most of the lower 48 states. Jamie Clark, the president and CEO of Defenders of Wildlife, presented testimony, petitions, and letters on behalf of the organization's more than 1 million members and supporters in strong opposition to the proposal. I, Don Barry, also had the privilege of reading a letter of equally strong opposition into the record at the hearing on behalf of himself and two other notable longtime conservationists, Nathaniel Reed and George Frampton. Two things about the three of them together on that letter. First, they have each had the honor and privilege of serving as the Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks for the Department of Interior in both Republican and Democratic administrations. During critical periods in the history of the enactment and implementation of the Endangered Species Act, the ESA, Nathaniel Reed played a crucial role in the enactment of the ESA during his service in the Nixon and Ford administrations, and George Frampton and I, which is Don Barry, served under Secretary Bruce Babbitt in the Clinton administration during the period when gray wolves were reintroduced into Yellowstone and Mexican gray wolves were reintroduced into the Southwest. During their 15 combined years of service overseeing the programs and policies in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they were all staunch advocates for conserving the imperiled species of the country and in implementing the ESA faithfully and effectively. The second thing that bound them together on that letter was their strong conviction that the service's gray wolf delisting proposal was premature, ill-advised, and was based upon a shrunken vision of what full recovery should mean for this important apex predator. For decades, the service's vision and interpretation of what recovery meant for the endangered and threatened species had been optimistic and biologically ambitious. Also remember, and this is something that I'm kind of saying to the side, there are some states, I believe, oh gosh, I just don't want to say the wrong thing. I think it's like Wyoming and Montana, they're upper. They're some of the, the northern states that are making it okay to hunt wolves. This is so important that people are paying attention to this. This is a service that has recovered the bald eagle, the peregrine falcon, the American alligator, and also the brown pelican are true recovery process stories under the ESA. I posted it in on the site. I mean, not the site, but on the Facebook page. So if anybody wants to click it and check it out, and even just get involved in the Defenders of Wildlife, period, it's a great way to check it out and to get started. And there's even some, different things that you can check out, that talks about wolves being at risk and other animals, too, that you might be interested in. And it's basically delisting any wolf from the endangered species list would be, it's horrible. But the thing is that some people don't know is that there are some that are not on there and they're allowed to be hunted right now in 2013, if you can believe it. So, how are you feeling, Mr. Bill?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
No, go on.
Now, this is from
my city, the city of Chester, in the local newspaper from the 26th of September. Alien life form, they prove we are not alone. Scientists believe they have found alien life arriving to Earth from space in the skies above Chester. A balloon was launched 27 kilometers into the stratosphere from a field near Dunham-on-Hill during a meteor shower. When the balloon returned, a team of scientists found small organisms that could have been, that could have come from outer space. They believe the discovery could be revolutionary. Professor Milton Wainwright, who led the team from the University of Sheffield, said, "If life does continue to arrive from space, then we have to completely change our view of biology and evolution. In the absence of a mechanism by which large particles like these can be transported to the stratosphere, we can only conclude that biological entities originated from space. Our conclusion is that life is continually arriving to Earth from space. Life isn't restricted to our planet, and it almost certainly did not originate here. The balloon's microscopic studs were only exposed to the atmosphere when it reached heights of between 22 and 27 kilometers. Once the balloon landed safely, intact near Wakefield, the scientists discovered they had captured a diatom fragment and some unusual biological entities from the stratosphere, all too large to have come from Earth." Professor Wainwright said, "Most people assume these biological particles must have drifted up to the stratosphere from Earth, but it's generally accepted a particle of the size found can't be lifted from Earth to the heights of, for example, 27 kilometers. The only known exception is by a violent volcanic eruption, none of which has occurred within 3 years of the sampling trip. Professor Wainwright and said stringent precautions had been taken against the possibility of contamination during sampling and processing, and said the group was confident that the biological organisms can only come from the stratosphere. The team is hoping to confirm their results by carrying out the test again next month to coincide with Halley's Comet's associated meteorite shower, where there will be large amounts of cosmic dust. It is hoped that more new or unusual organisms will be found." Professor Wainwright said the next step would be to carry out tests on the samples believed to be from space. He added, "If the ratio of certain isotopes gives one number, then our organisms are from Earth. If it gives another, then they are from space. The tension will obviously be almost impossible to live with." There you go.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Cool.
So there could be alien life forms raining down on me as I speak.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they eat you from the inside out.
Yeah, did you hear about the new species of flying spider that's been found?
No, and I don't want to. So I'm gonna put this down while you tell people about it. I'm going to take my earphones off, and I'm going to plug my ears up, and I'm going to say la, 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 la while you do that.
Imagine that. You're sitting there as a spider on the wall.
Okay, would you...
All of a sudden, it's like,
oh my God, stop it!
Landing up in your ear, laying eggs. I'm only kidding. The species doesn't exist. All right, it's meant to scare people.
You are such
an innocent person.
You're what Kyle called Cartman because he was walking around talking on speakerphone. Okay.
What Kyle called Cartman?
Well, because he was walking around talking on speakerphone.
What did he call him?
I'm not saying it because then I'll get in trouble.
With who? The authorities?
The authorities of the authority of Bill. Okay. Now we're going to take a couple of calls, and the question that we're proposing to our callers to be thinking about this is, have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend? Or in other words, are you the kind of person that you yourself would like to know?
Here's a simple sample reading. What's the answer to life, universe, and everything?
Who's asking that question? You?
Yeah.
The answer? For real?
42.
I was going to say it was pie.
What kind of pie? What pie?
Unicorn pie.
Unicorn cream pie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so everybody who's waiting to remember, our question for you today is basically, have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend, or are you the kind of person that you yourself would like to know?
And I don't mean to confuse things here, but I think what I was trying to say, what would the world be like if it was just full of versions of you everywhere? What kind of world would that be?
I don't think I could stand it. I really don't think I could stand it. I don't think I could stand to socialize with myself all the time. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
the streets would be empty. You'd be locked away, hiding, peeking out the curtains.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's take the caller from 718. 718, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Well, did you hear our question?
Yes, I did. I never really thought about that, you know, as far as the relationships that I've had with, you know, others. But now that I do, I can... maybe not wholeheartedly, 100%, been a great friend or being someone that I think others would want to meet.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah,
but it's good
it
that
is.
You realize that so you can identify with that and possibly make the changes that need to be changed. Yeah.
Right. I think it's a lot of maybe just selfishness. You know, sometimes you just want to, with everything, with the daily life and everyone's issues that they have and the job and, you know, family or whatnot, sometimes you just want to do what you want when you're around the people who you consider your friends. And so, you know, it can be a bit selfish, the image that's being portrayed, so you can attract selfish people. So I believe that I haven't really been 100%. So it's a good question, though. I really like that question.
Mhm. It is a good question. Well, if you had a very simple question to ask, you know, your guides today, what's your question?
I've been looking for employment, and I wanted to know. I know I'll work eventually, but I wanted to know when. Hopefully soon. There was a job that I applied for recently. I went for an interview, and they sent me an email back. But I wanted to know if they would contact me again for anything.
Okay. So what we're going to focus on is the job that just sent you the message. We're going to see if they're going to contact you for, you know, and also to see, you know, basically if when push comes to shove, you'll be hired. Okay?
Right.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, we're in for a bit of a pause. So they contacted you. Hold on just a moment. Okay, let's see. Did you by chance hear from them last Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wow, yeah, exactly. Exactly that day. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, so right now we're kind of in for a little bit of a pause. So this week, shoot. Hold on just a moment. Okay. There we go. All right, now this is the deal. I'm actually going to give you two different time periods because even though when I go backwards I'm being shown weeks, for some reason, for some reason, it looks like it may not be this month. But if it is this month, it looks like you should be hearing from somebody like by Thursday, okay? But the thing is, even after you hear from that person, it looks like you're probably not going to be talking to somebody until sometime in the following week, okay? And it actually does look like you could get this job. If you play this out right, we don't want you to leave that interview without knowing you're hired, okay?
Right.
But
well,
this is the deal.
Okay.
Go on.
No, the reason why I was asking was because they sent me a letter stating that they found someone else. They were filling a class of about maybe 10 or 12 people, and they filled a class stating that they found someone else, I guess. So I said, okay. And then I spoke with someone, and she's a reader somewhat like you, and she said that they would be contacting me, that the person that they chose, they're not going to use. So I wanted to ask you because I trust you.
Okay, but this is the deal. If by chance, because remember, this month is actually called the long pause, if by chance you're not hearing from them this month, don't be surprised, but it does look like you'll hear from them the second week of November, okay? Now, this is the deal. I really believe that, but the only reason that I'm kind of even examining this month like that is because when I went backward, you know, we're being shown something that happened last week and we're being taken day by day. And when our guides normally tell me in time form if something's going to happen, they usually show me week by day or by month or by year, that sort of thing. And
right.
But this right here, I really kind of think it may not be until next month. But I hope it really is by Thursday. Like, I really, really, really hope that. I really hope
right.
But it's
because
interesting
the class...
that you just...
Go ahead. No. Look, I was just saying that the class starts on the 28th, so it would have to be before
really,
the ending.
It would have to be way before the yeah. But the interesting thing is that right before you hear from them, there is a card that's called divorce, which basically looks like whoever they hired may end up quitting. And if that's the case, it's today. You know what I mean? Or tomorrow that they don't, that you know what I mean? So
We'll see.
Hopefully it really is more like, you know, just like, you know, week by week sort of thing instead of being by month. But we'll see. But it definitely does look like you're still going to be able to get this job, okay?
Okay,
really,
and you said by Thursday?
So we'll see what happens by Thursday. Exactly. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take the caller from 773, all right?
All right.
All right, 773, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this? Hello? Can you hear us? Okay, let's let them go. And we're going to take the caller at 504-504. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie from New Orleans.
Hi, Debbie. Did you hear our question that we were asking our callers?
No.
Okay. Well, our question for all of our callers is this. Basically, have you been the kind of friend that you want as a friend, or do you think that you're the kind of person that you yourself would like to know?
Yes. I think so, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Well, if you have a very simple question to ask, what's your question that you want to propose to your guides today?
I guess I'll ask a simple question. Do you see me getting a job soon?
Let's see. Hold on just a moment. All right. This week, as soon we see. Interesting. Today, tomorrow, the next day, the next. The next. Yeah, well, I do, actually. It's okay, this is the deal. Today is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday of next week, it says you start working. So basically what we're looking at is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's like something going on Friday where there's a handful of people here. Like, and then this is a card I get sometimes when I see a meeting or an interview or something. And then basically it looks like, as I said, you start working next week. And it shows up on the day of Monday. But, you know, if this is the first time we're speaking, Debbie, what I want you to do is put another week on top of it just in case. But it does look like you're going to be working very soon. It does.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So let us know how things pan out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And thanks a whole lot for listening, Debbie, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay, that caller from 773 is called back, so... 773, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tempest. I'm sorry. I wasn't
okay.
Getting to relax in my meditation. Yes.
Fell asleep. Well, Tempest, it's been a long time.
Yes. How are you?
It's been a really long time. Very good, very good. Did you hear our question that we're asking the callers?
Yes. A little bit, as far as like being would I rather be a good friend, or I forgot, I kind of got cut off on a question. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Tempest. Our question is basically, have you been the kind of friend that you want as a friend, or, you know, are you the kind of person that you yourself would like to know?
I think I would be the type of person that I would like to know.
Yeah.
I really be. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't
okay.
had luck with friends. Yeah.
Okay, so you really feel like you've been a better friend to people than they've been to you.
Definitely, yes.
All right. Well, if you have a simple question to ask to propose to your guides today, Tempest, what's your question today?
I guess simple question. The only thing I really wanted to know is why a particular person isn't talking to me. That simple. No.
Okay. What is your friend's name, or what do you want to call your friend right now? You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they like to call him something, but what's
yeah.
the name? You want to
Christopher.
Be?
Christopher will be
okay.
fine. Yes.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Remember, I need you just to really, really relax. We're asking
okay.
our guides why Christopher's not talking to you right now. Hold on just a moment, dear.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Okay. Now, I want to ask you this. Did you guys have an argument or just some sort of a disagreement about 2 weeks ago, like in the middle of the week?
Not really. We haven't argued. We haven't even really spoken enough to even get into anything that was like a disagreement. I don't know.
Is there anything that happened in particular around that time, like maybe even through text or on Facebook or anything?
Probably so, yeah. Probably on Facebook. Messages.
Was it around that time period, though, about 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Basically, this is, I really don't even know how to explain what's going on. But first off, it does look like you guys will speak again. Okay? It does look
okay.
like you guys will talk again. Don't worry about that. But the issues are actually being called nothing and also self-indulgence. But see, the thing is, if I flip that self-indulgence card right side up, it means how we get along or what we do to each other, how we connect. And so what I kind of think is that there may not have necessarily, when I go backwards, let me just tell you this. When I go backwards, it says that there was something that happened that you guys, where you guys didn't have a meeting of minds or something that wasn't agreed upon, but it looks like it was something that he did. So let's say, let me just use this for an example. Let's say that you were mad at the president and you posted something on Facebook and he didn't like it, so he just kind of stopped talking to you. But the thing is that it doesn't look like this is something that's uncommon, and it looks like this is just how you guys click sometimes. So it does look like it's something that he has to get over, and he will. And I hope this makes sense, because like I said,
yes,
it looks
exactly.
like it's something that's kind of
yes.
nothing, but it's just how you guys get along anyway. You know, so but like I said, he'll be back around again. He'll probably be talking to you again. If not, honestly, before the weekend, then, like in the very beginning of next week. You know what I mean? It's just he'll be talking to you again. It's not going to be like it's a big deal. But right now, he's just tired of whatever it is that, you know what I mean? He's just tired of something.
Yeah,
and so
yes.
away from. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So it
yes.
doesn't seem like you really did anything necessarily. Just because that destitution part, which is called nothing.
Okay. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Yep.
So,
him on that Facebook.
it's something apparently that, you know, that you may have posted and not even really thought much about, and he's just like, ugh. I mean, you know. So, I mean, my family gets mad at bathroom pictures. Like, if somebody posts a picture of themselves in the bathroom, and they're like, oh, my
yeah.
gosh, we can never talk to that person again. And I'm like, really? Because they're posting a selfie from the mirror? So I told my mother a couple of days ago that I was going to set the bathroom up real good. I was going to have boo-boo in the toilet and toilet paper and tampon boxes, and I was going to take a picture of myself doing a duck face. And she's like, I'll delete you. And I was like, well, let me go hurry up and go get this picture taken. So
I saw a picture online of some girl doing a selfie in the bathroom trying to look all sexy.
Uh-huh.
And there was a
yeah.
big turd in the toilet.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm going to
yes.
do, because I'm going to get deleted by my friends and family off of Facebook.
Well,
well, I'm wearing
oh,
like
well.
A family reunion T-shirt. You know?
What? Yeah.
Family reunion.
Oh well.
Well, I hope that helps you, Tempest.
You got a lot.
Right.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have like 12 minutes left, so let's
okay.
you know, cover a couple of things and close the show out properly.
All right. Well, still got plenty of stuff, but let me get onto this because I said I'd talk about it. Reptilians. Let's read this out
okay.
quickly. See, I don't know what this is here. It must be some sort of
word.
Yeah. Dog? Dog. over the years, there have been several posts on the Phantoms and Monsters. I'm sorry, oh, God. Let's start again. You can tell it's getting near bedtime. Mm-hmm. Over the years, there have been several posts on Phantom and Monsters. This Garner. That Garner. Alliance. You know what? I forget all that. The Underground Reptilian Encounter. When the following story first broke, most people just blew it off. I'll admit, I was one of the naysayers. Since that time, my opinions have changed, and I feel that some of these reports need to be highlighted. Location and date. Yeah, I don't know whether I'm saying this right. Carthage, Missouri?
Mm-hmm, Carthage.
I was like, Carthage? No. March 7, 2007, the afternoon. The two witnesses had gone ATV riding in an area referred as the Underground, which is a public and private storage facility near the town. The facility is miles and miles of carved out caves and also stores thousands of dehydrated food containers for the Navy. It is also a fallout shelter and filled up to 40,000 to 50,000 people. They had gone about 8 miles deep into the caves when they turned into an area that was marked Naval Authoritative Zone. The walls had been, become more polished or finished, which was striking because this was supposed to be a newly blasted area. Both witnesses just kept on going, increasing their speed since the floor was paved now. They came upon an unusual painted pattern on the floor, which they thought was graffiti. The road then dipped down and took a 90-degree turn to the left. They were going too fast and knew they were going to hit the wall, but instead, they passed through some kind of holographic projection of the cave wall. Now they'd come upon a whole new road system, this one large and much older than the one they had come from. They began to notice a musty and damp odor that intensified as they went deeper into the area. The lighting had changed as well. It was now much darker than the other area from which they had come. They turned on their headlights and slowed down, also noticing that it was starting to get cooler. They made a right turn and started to come up on what they thought was a rest area, about 40 feet away. One of the witnesses then saw something that at first he thought were a pair of fountains until the objects moved. They both stopped immediately. About 30 feet away, they saw two creatures. One was very tall, at least 7 feet, maybe more, and very powerfully built and reddish in color. The other was smaller, about 6 feet tall, and was a pale, almost albino color. This one was not as powerfully built as the other. Both beings resembled large reptiles. The being said nothing, but the witnesses did get a strong, malevolent feeling, an evil presence of some kind from the taller one. One of the witnesses screamed, and they immediately turned and started back. As soon as they looked back, they noticed the taller entity was following them. One witness had an overwhelming feeling that if it caught them, harm would come to them. They passed through the wall projection again, looked back, and saw the tall entity raise its arm, holding a weapon of some sort. It fired and hit one of the ATVs, which apparently killed the engine, causing it to stop. The rider ran to the other ATV and jumped on it. They drove away and looked back to see that the tall reptilian had now stopped at the graffiti area on the cave floor. It seemed that the creature would not cross the strange marked area, some type of barrier for the creature. The witnesses now slowed down and were about 75 feet away from the creature. The two men and the reptilian stared at each other for about 15 seconds, and then they left. The creature remained standing without moving. One of the witnesses called the police on his cell phone, but he was told that the security at the facility would handle the matter. Indeed, security waited for the men and threatened to arrest them if they did not leave. The above initial report of the incident posted on the UFO.about.com forum. Below is the statement given by one of the witnesses. It's basically pretty much what I've just read there. It continues, but I do not have the time.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. You know, it always makes me think about, you know, these reports of dragons in caves that people reported, you know, mythical creatures from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they were reptilians.
Maybe. Or just really grumpy people.
Yeah, maybe. I watched The Paranormal Witness, actually, last week. They were calling it a demon on there, but to me it seemed like it was a reptilian.
I think people people call everything a demon if they don't know what it is, and they think that everybody's possessed if they don't understand what's going on. I mean, even to this day, you know, people, you know, do that or try to medicate it or whatever, you know, whatever. But anyway, that's a whole another bag of I was going to say gummy unicorns.
All right, sorry, go.
Gummy unicorns. Sure. You know, guess what? Tomorrow, the American Horror Story starts back tomorrow, and it's going to be called, and it's about the coven, and I cannot wait.
Is that, what is that?
You know, it's a TV series. It's a TV series of different horrors.
What was that movement all around? Like, I was supposed to know.
Well, you,
see, if
well,
it was called the British horror thing, you know, I would probably know. But, I was going to ask. So is it? It's fiction, then? It's not based on... It's not
right,
paranormal
fitness. It's basically... It's a season of stories. Like, the first season was about this haunted house.
Twilight.
This house that was haunted by, and when the people moved in, the little girl said, "You're all going to die here." And they did. But you don't even really notice if they die. You just kind of, And then the next season, which was last season, was about a mental hospital. And this season is going to be about a cabin.
Well, I want a new series of ghost adventures to arrive. I miss ghost adventures.
That is crazy. Would you like to be in a world full of those people?
What, Zach Bagans?
Yes.
Us and
yes.
Aaron Goodwin?
Yes.
Yeah, I know all their names. Yeah, how impressed are you?
Not really. I'm actually kind of embarrassed.
All right, for me. Be embarrassed.
I'm not really.
But it was good. I enjoyed the episode. Well, I enjoy. Sometimes they do ramble on a bit and mess around, but you know.
Just
I did that episode. They got the guy who played Jason and Leatherface doing the investigations with him. That was cool. You know, the original guys used to play them in the movies.
Right.
It was awesome. Anyway.
Well, we're going to close the show down. It's too late to play the Desiderata because you wouldn't stop talking. But we'll be back next week at the regular time.
So you wanted me to stop talking so you could hear me talking?
Exactly. At 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. UK.
In the UK.
And I think, aren't we going to do a show overnight on Friday? Early morning, Friday, a breakfast show? Saturday?
Joking?
Saturday morning?
Are you kidding?
You're going out, and then you're going to come home, you're going to get a nap, and then you're going to get up, and you're going to do the show.
I don't think so.
Oh. Well, it's going to happen. Trust me.
It's not. I'll be fast asleep because it'll be a late night, and I'll have a guest, and I'll be like, move out of the way, get off the floor, I need to get to my computer to do radio show.
Yeah, because he can't do that. I guess not. Well.
You know, I'll be incoherent, saying random things, rambling on, you know. Nobody
like
wants
normal.
That. That's right.
Well, can we do it maybe Sunday?
Slur my words.
Well, we'll just
stuttering.
We'll talk about it because...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will not be in any fit states because I.
I'm just joking around anyway.
That was a good joke.
You never, you just don't get it.
I forgot to laugh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll see you guys soon, and thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
It's a bit like Father Christmas.
Stop talking.
Take my love. Take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.